another 666 ABC Canberra podcast. To subscribe to any of our podcasts, go to abc.net.au/Canberra.
Rare Collections.
Hi, welcome to Rare Collections. I'm Geordie Kilby.
I'm David Kilby.
And today, a little bit of a preview of a bigger event that's taking place on ABC Digital Radio in a couple of weekends' time. Over the 28th and 29th of April, ABC Digital Radio is going to be celebrating vinyl, something that we are not averse to doing on this program, as you'd well know if you're a regular listener. And they're looking at celebrating it all kinds of different ways, and a whole host of ABC presenters who have record collections of some size will be playing some of their favourites, telling stories of collecting them, friendships that have been made, parties where their records have been trashed, all sorts of stories relating to them and to their vinyl.
So it's a bit of a teaser for that digital program. We thought we might have a look at our collection and tell some stories about particular records and where we found them.
So for the next half an hour or so, some great Australian music and some stories of how we came by the records that we'll be featuring. Hope you enjoy it. The first one's yours, Dad.
Geordie, many years ago, your mum and I were looking for three old lead light windows that we wanted to fit into a railway carriage that we were renovating. But they needed to be the same specific size, and we certainly didn't hold out much hope of finding them, certainly not locally. Anyway, it was worth a punt. So we combed the first two of the three antique and bric-a-brac shops locally, but to no avail. However, at the third, way down at the back, always the case, in a dusty old wooden box, always the case again, were three old lead lights from a kitchen dresser that were the perfect size and colour, and we couldn't believe our luck. Well, if that wasn't memorable enough, also in that same box were five 45s and an extended play. Remember the old EPs? Well, my eyes stood out like choke prawns when I saw that the EP was by Chuck Berry, and one of the 45s was Lonely Saturday Night by Don French. Now, I'd never heard of it then, but I found out later that it was a minor hit in America in 1959 and that Don went on to become a stockbroker. The other three were equally obscure, and for some reason, probably age, I've forgotten what they were. But the fifth, I've never forgotten because I love it. The A-side was Rock and Roll That Hula Hoop by the Lagard twins, Tom and Ted, also known as the Yodeling Stockmen. Now, they were identical twins from Queensland, and they'd had a big country career here in Australia before carving out a successful niche for themselves in Nashville. Now, Hula Hoop turned out to be a sort of Coasters-type number that cashed in on the craze. However, it's the B-side that I never got tired of hearing. Now, there were no other records in the shop, so how did six American 45s from a couple of decades distant find their way there? I'll never know, but I'm glad they did. Yeah, High Diet was called, from the Lagard twins.
Great sax sound on that one. David and Geordie Kilby are our names. We've gone back to vinyl on ABC Digital Radio for this weekend special. A few more gems from our collection. One that we want to play for you now is a recent addition. It's from an album called Ruby by a guy called Peter Harris. This is a really obscure record. It came out on the Ritz record label in the mid-1970s. Peter Harris was part of a duo called Madden and Harris, who released an album in 1974 called Fool's Paradise, which is quite highly regarded in sort of progressive circles. But I'd never seen this one before, and what I really liked about this was I picked it up on New Year's Eve. I was down the coast with the family. Everybody was either asleep or reading on the front deck. Everybody was sort of occupied, and it's a rare moment, I guess, sometimes in family life when everybody is otherwise occupied. And I said, I'm just going to sneak off and have a look at this favourite store of mine that I'd like to drop into whenever I'm down in that part of the world. Every time I've been in there, I've picked something up, but this time I came home with 40-odd records. So it was a particularly good afternoon. The weather was just right, the sun was shining, there was a stereo waiting for me home when I got there, and a little bit of spare time to enjoy some of the gems that came, including this track, which is called Beautiful Woman, from the Peter Harris album Ruby.
Beautiful woman, beautiful woman,
I long to be near you. When I can be, I live for the moment of having you handy. When I'm walking, time goes so slowly, waiting and longing to see you again.
It's kind of got one of those covers that you sort of look at. And I know I've tried to describe to my wife before, you know, how if you don't know nothing about a record, how you might know that it could be interesting. I'm not entirely sure I've nailed that, how you do that yet, but it just does. It has one of those covers that's kind of interesting enough to know that it's going to be slightly different to your run-of-the-mill pop music. And it is that. That's Peter Harris. The track's called Beautiful Woman, and the album is Ruby. David and Geordie Kilby, we've gone back to vinyl for this digital radio special this weekend, playing some records that celebrate some of the different and obscure ways that we've come across records in our collecting careers.
Yes, and obscure records too, Geordie. Look, in recent years, we've never really had time to devote ourselves to garage sales, but a couple of years ago, it was a Saturday morning and we were free and thought, let's do garage sales. Now, they're great fun, garage sales, as you know, but they're only fun when you can find something to buy. I don't know about you, but I get embarrassed when you walk around and you're desperately looking just anything at all to buy. Anyway, on this Saturday morning, we went to this place, quite a posh-looking place, and had a huge array of stuff, but there wasn't a single solitary thing there that either of us wanted. We kept looking and looking, and finally the bloke came up to us and he said, look, are you looking for anything in particular? And I looked a bit desperate, and then I said, well, have you got any records? And he said, yes, I've got one. And I thought to myself, I haven't seen a single thing here that I like and want to buy. How many times do you strike someone who only has one record? And what are the chances that I'll like that record? Anyway, off he toddled, went inside, came back out, and this was the record he had. Now, it won't mean much to you, but I like picking up historical pieces. The one record he had was a speech that Arthur Cornwell gave when he was Minister for Immigration back in 1947. And he was talking at the Bunagilla migrant camp, and as well as talking to the people about, assimilating and getting jobs, and they didn't have any for them yet, but if they skill themselves up, they will. It was a very special occasion for a couple of them.
Now I have to congratulate the happy people who yesterday were married in this camp, the first of the Baltic people to join their hands in holy matrimony. And on your behalf and on behalf of all of those associated with this camp, not only on my own behalf, but I might very properly speak on behalf of the Government of Australia, of which I am a member. On behalf of the Government of Australia too, I wish Werner Baumann and his bride, who was yesterday Erica Elksnett, every joy and happiness in Australia. May their days be long, may peace always be with them, and may they find only happiness under the Southern Cross.
Yes, I spared you the whole speech, about a minute there, but a very worthwhile moment in a speech by Arthur Cornwell in 1947 at Bunagilla migrant camp.
Next up, a record that will always, whenever I pass through it on my shelves, will always remind me of one of the highlights of the collecting year in Canberra, an event you can always rely on to pick something up of interest, the twice-yearly book fairs that are held by Lifeline. Big fundraisers, and I know they're held in other places. The book fairs in Canberra are always big events, and they're always full of interesting items, and we never fail to come home with something. One particular time, though, although this actually reminds me more less of the being there and picking things up from the boxes and more of the lining up that goes with attending one of these sales. You may or may not have been to one of them before, but people get there really early. Not too far into my time attending these, I got very much into the spirit of that, I guess, and several times have claimed the title of being the first person there. And
at what time was that, Geordie?
Yeah, pretty early. There's a great sort of camaraderie that goes with those who are there early. You sit around, you share stories. There are book collectors there as well as there are collectors of music, but as you would know, any collector of any type always has great stories of things you've picked up, things that you've lost, etc. And usually there's a good 4 or 5 hours of that kind of storytelling that takes place before the doors even open and you get in to pick stuff up. So it's a great day out, not for the whole family, but certainly in our family for a couple of members of it at least anyway. But one great year, one of the early years that I went along, I picked up this album by Blackfeather, and I'd never heard this song. I must have heard somewhere when I was a kid, and I don't think I heard it again for a very long time. But when I put the record on, and I heard this track, "Seasons of Change," it rang bells for me straight away, and I've loved it ever since. From the album At the Mountains of Madness. It's called Seasons of Change Part 1, and it's by Blackfeather. And I remember later on coming across, I'm not old enough to have been around when that album came out or the hits that Blackfeather had, and I remember later on coming across Bop and the Blues and thinking, oh, cool, I really like that. And then, of course, I'm not a big fan of Bop and the Blues. I'd much prefer more stuff like that. It's a good track. You're listening to Back to Vinyl on ABC Digital Radio. I'm Geordie Kilby. I'm here with my dad,
David Kilby.
We collect records, and we're playing a few of them for you now.
You know, Geordie, it was back in mid-70s that our local Rotary Club started organising a regular trash and treasure. Now, I started buying records when I was a kid, and somehow I really never stopped. And never having been affluent, I largely relied on fates and the odd second-hand junk shop to find 45s that I remembered liking but didn't buy at the time. So not surprisingly, the idea of a trash and treasure each Sunday had instant appeal for me. But I soon learnt that the advertised starting time had little relevance for the avid bargain buyers, so it was a case of sparrows on Sunday morning, very often with you yawning along with me, Geordie, and two others as well.
Much like the book fair.
Much like the book fair.
That's where I picked up my book fair habits.
For the first few weeks, I sort of had the record market sewn up there, and it was great fun and well worthwhile, setting the alarm. And I also deluded myself that it was good for the kids to add to their store of Action Men and footy cards.
And we had plenty of those.
Yeah. And when I was a teenager, listening to Sydney radio, I used to hold the tranny a little closer to my ear when they played Pathway to Paradise by Johnny Reb. I liked it, but apparently not quite enough to fork out the requisite 9 and 3pence to purchase a new copy. I sort of regretted it, because at a party some years later, someone turned the record over and played the flip side, which was, for me, a revelation. By then, of course, Pathway had long fallen off the charts and you couldn't buy it. But from time to time, the memory of it sort of haunted me. Now, fast forward back to Trash and Treasure. And one Sunday morning, I'm walking around and underneath some clothes, just poking out of the edge there, I could see a familiar red of the lead-on label. And I reached down to pick it up, and at exactly the same time I reached down, another hand came across, and the two of us hit the record at the same time, then looked at one another, we're only centimetres apart. And
it was dark.
The face, that's right, and the face said to me, "Do you like this stuff too?" And I said, "I certainly do." Anyway, we chatted, and he asked how many records I had, and I had no idea. And he said, "Oh, you're a collector." And it's the first time it really crossed my mind that, yeah, maybe I was. And we became friends. And we ended up doing Trash and Treasure on alternate weeks so that we so that we could retain the friendship. Anyway, this was the flip side to Pathway to Paradise. It's Johnny Reb and one of the great rock and roll songs from early Australia. Rock on.
Well, I saw a little girl walking down the street.
On the
Lead On label. That's Johnny Reb and Rock On.
This is ABC Digital Radio. This is the weekend back to vinyl. Geordie Kilby and David Kilby, vinyl collectors, playing some records from our collection. We also present a program for the ABC called Rare Collections, which comes out fortnightly. It looks at obscure sort of untapped stories in Australian pop music history.
Yeah, we take a theme each fortnight, don't we, and pursue that.
Yeah, much like we've been doing here. I guess the theme this time is a celebration, really, of the various sources, of various places that we've dug records up over the years. And the next one is a traditional source. It's not a record shop and it's not a market, but pretty much anyone who has a reasonable sized record collection will have something in there that they have pinched from their brother or from their sister or from their parents. And I'm sure there's still one or two on my shelves, Dad, that I've got from you over the years.
Yes, I happen to know you have, Jim.
This is one that I've pinched from my brother. It's something that I've always wanted, something I've never quite been able to find or never had the money to buy in a shop sort of setting, because it changes hands for a few bucks. It's an album by Sirius, which is notable because it features the great Jackie Ozaski on bass. It's the first album that he put out on Spin Records when he arrived in Australia from Europe in the early 1970s. And it's a bit of a progressive sort of jazz funk masterpiece. And I've always loved this tune from it, Devil's Masquerade. So, Kinlock, my brother, this one's for you. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Rare Collections. And don't forget, if you've enjoyed this and you'd like to hear more, keep an eye on your local ABC radio website or your ABC website. There'll be a lot more information about where to find this digital pop-up station in coming weeks. It's called Back to Vinyl, and it promises to be a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to this 666 ABC Canberra podcast. To subscribe to this or any of our podcasts, go to abc.net.au/Canberra.